It's Thursday and time to read from your comments. First, this from Liz Allred of Hyde Park, Utah. She heard our report on reaction in Oceanside, California to the deaths of 7 Marines in an attack outside Fallujah in Iraq. Miss Allred's nephew, Michael, was among the Marines killed. She writes, I wanted to share with you the experience we have had at his passing because it greatly differs from what your reporter portrayed. First, Michael was very clear about what he was doing in Iraq as a Marine. In his last letters and his last phone call home, he expressed his firm belief that America is making a difference in Iraq and that we needed to be there for the cause of freedom. She continues, the response to his death from our little community has been overwhelming. Although Michael's loss is not easy and we deeply mourn his absence, we are greatly comforted by the generous outpouring of support we have received. Michael is hailed as the hero he is. I believe our community represents the true heart of America. You seem to thrive on broadcasting stories that discourage us, and you do a disservice to all of us in America. After that story, we took note of the names of all 7 Americans who lost their lives in the attack. Listener Lissa Matthews wrote to thank us. I was very touched. You never hear the names of the casualties, and it really hit home to me that they were real people from real hometowns. Thank you for pulling me into the real world and for paying tribute to those who lost their lives for us. On to response to a piece about new pressure to address gay sex during sex ed classes in Massachusetts, our story included an interview with the teacher who gives her 8th graders very detailed descriptions of gay and lesbian sex. Jennifer Stammers of Atchison, Kansas writes, I would be equally floored if a teacher talked about heterosexual intercourse in such an explicit how-to manner. Sex education is important in letting students know how their bodies change, how the male and female reproductive systems work. It shouldn't be about pickup lines or turn-ons or sex methods. Listener Sydney Lee was disappointed that we would air the teacher's comments. This has gone over the line, the email says. Sex education in schools should cover what is involved in procreation and how to have safe sex, period. And it is absolutely unacceptable for radio broadcast. This kind of explicit information, which you broadcast over public airwaves, is appropriate in private confines between consenting adults, not in a public forum of any kind, and especially not in a forum to which children are exposed. And finally, a tempest in a crockpot is what my colleague Melissa Block's interview with cookbook author Mark Bittman created. They discussed how cooking has changed since Julia Child's heyday. Carolyn Carlin of Edina, Minnesota writes, I have a lot of respect for Mark Bittman. In fact, my favorite new cookbook is his Minimalist Entertains. But he had no historical context in his comments. Julia Child made a huge impact on the way America cooked. She was an amazing lady, a great role model for any young woman. And Janice Paul Ransom of Norman, Oklahoma sent this, I love All Things Considered, but I'm still stewing over the way Melissa Block and Mark Bittman dismissed Julia Child as the relic of a bygone haute cuisine. Except for what my mother taught me, pretty much everything I know about cooking I learned from Julia Child. Not aspics and sweetbreads, but how to cook, how to whip and fold egg whites, how to saute and fricassee and braise a chicken, how to make a simple sauce. I will miss her. Whether roasting us with criticism or buttering us up with praise, we want to hear from you. Our email address is atc@npr.org. That's atc@npr.org. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.